A recent case has brought a complex legal puzzle to the forefront in Pretoria. A former South African National Defence Force general and a company director are entangled in allegations of fraud, the value of which surpasses 2.1 million rand. Lumka Mohanjana, NPA regional spokesperson for Gauteng Division, joins us today to unravel the intricacies of the case and its wide-ranging implications. Lumka, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Afternoon, Yusuf. Thank you for having me. There's something bad with the connection. You are breaking a little bit. Your sentences are not complete.
Okay, let's give it a try and see what happens, and then we can try and get you on a better line. So, could you provide insight into the charges against Mendus Modlane, the former SANDF general, and Mokgesha Charles Mawali, the company director, regarding the alleged fraud worth 2.1 million rand?
Oh, so basically, the general is facing three counts of fraud. So we are alleging that he then defrauded the department, firstly by colluding with the service provider, and he indicated that he had already submitted an application for deviation. When he had not submitted the application for deviation, hence then the tender was awarded to the service provider.
Yes. Okay, so that is the context to this.
Yes.
What specific action led to the allegations of fraud against Modlane, particularly concerning the procedure of the heat-resistant buffs and military goggles for South African base?
So what had happened is that there was an investigation into these allegations by the SAPS, which then the NPA then followed up with the prosecution in the matter.
Yes. Fumolo Enterprises' involvement adds another layer to this case. How was the company implicated, and what role did it play in the alleged fraudulent activities?
So we are alleging that he actually colluded with the company to tender for this tender that came out to buy goggles and for SANDF. So the NPA alleges that the two companies, the general together with the company, they colluded, because you might understand he first misrepresented himself and said that he already got a deviation so that this company can be the only company that bids for the tender. So the company is implicated because it's the only company that was then allowed to bid for this tender after the general had indicated that he received a deviation for that company to only bid for that tender.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not only the two people that are involved in this in this case. There are other two individuals that appeared on Friday in relation to the same matter. It's another general from SANDF who was also added in this matter.
Mm. Okay, thank you for the update. We appreciate the insight that you've shared with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Go well, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.